the pain body renews itself. And after a while, a few hours, maybe a whole day, in some cases 2 days, or in more chronic pain bodies, longer periods of time, and then it'll go to sleep for a while. And the relationship is a bit more harmonious again. And sooner or later, it's back. And it looks for an opportunity, especially as more consciousness arises in you, the presence. It looks for moments when you are less conscious. It will attempt to come in then. When it's ready to awaken, it is clever, it is cunning, it's lying in wait, it's looking for the best moment in which to suddenly jump in and rise up into your mind before you know it, and immediately you start, and suddenly 10 minutes later you might realize you're feeding the pain body with extremely negative thought processes. When did it start? Oh my God, I've been in that for 10, 15 minutes, half an hour. It may be even too late by then. You're so identified that if somebody pointed out to you that you are possessed by the pain body, you would say, you would shout something. Don't give me that nonsense about pain body. This is very real. The pain body, sometimes if the pain body is active and you have to step outside, you're going shopping, you're going to your workplace, but you have, the pain body is active. Of course, it's not being expressed at that moment, but you're walking there, you're a walking pain body, and you're then at far greater risk of being attacked verbally, even physically there's a greater risk, but more likely verbally by some other walking pain body. So you go into a shop to buy a loaf of bread, and suddenly the shopkeeper is extremely rude and there's an enormous amount of negativity flowing. What did I do? Because his pain body recognized yours and says, oh. And many pain bodies these days are sitting behind wheels. So there are people, they are driving pain bodies. And often accidents happen in that way. All that is required for a very high likelihood of an accident is two driving pain bodies getting close to each other. Because the pain body wants the drama. The pain body wants the pain. The pain body wants the accident, because the accident will give it more pain. That is totally unconscious, of course. But it's a bit frightening to realize that there are many drivers out there who are looking for the accident through the pain body. Totally unconscious, of course. So it's amazing that I have met people, spiritual seekers, who already, the state of presence arises in them beautifully, but they have not been aware of the movement of pain body. And each time, they lose it completely, totally identified with the pain movement, and then wake up again, okay, it's time to meditate again.